Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Rhonda Miller for WKU Public Radio. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and health officials warn that the state is in a dangerous escalation of COVID-19. They worry that some Kentuckians have COVID-19 fatigue and are becoming too casual about safety precautions like wearing a mask, social distancing, and avoiding group gatherings. I spoke with Dr. William Travis, an internal medicine physician at Graves Gilbert Clinic in Glasgow. He says recently he's seeing an increase in patients with COVID-19 symptoms and confirmed cases.
We're seeing definitely an uptick in cases, as the state numbers demonstrate. And in primary care offices, we're seeing that in the past 2 to 3 weeks in particular. We've had a pretty significant number of positives in cases that we were suspicious of COVID, running through families quite a bit too.
What's your sense of where they're contracting COVID?
I think in some in family gatherings, certainly. Some in other social circumstances, either stores or even funeral homes. I went to a funeral home yesterday and quite a few people unmasked and in close contact. And as I was there, I was thinking, you know, this is not the best situation for people to be unmasked and close contact, hugging and such as that.
And I'm just wondering how you think people are handling this or confronting it or taking safety precautions, because I know that, you know, there are times when business owners or people out in, you know, stores or whatever would say masks are required, and then, you know, you can go into the store and there are some people that don't have a mask and they basically say we can't force anybody to do that. But I'm just wondering, and the governor's, you know, said things are very grim now, so I'm just wondering what your perspective is on how the general public is dealing with this.
There was some fatigue from the whole thing, but I believe that hopefully the number spiking will trigger people to take it more seriously again and start masking and keeping their distance as best one can as the season changes. I think something that people need to understand is that the spread is mainly through the air. And so masks definitely decrease one's chance of getting the virus. But also, if nothing else, masks decrease the chance of you getting extremely sick with the virus. Because if you do get exposed, your exposure is going to be much less of an inoculum than if you were unmasked.
Do patients tell you where they think they contracted it?
I haven't had a lot of specific testimonials of where people caught the virus. In fact, I have some who tell me, well, you know, I mask and I've done all this and I'm positive, but I can't say that I've had a lot of specifics. I have had a few people who told me that they had been in restaurants and groups that were unmasked. One in particular is a gentleman who had a Saturday morning breakfast group who would meet at a restaurant, and the gentlemen were unmasked, and he felt certain that's where he came in contact with it. One of those people turned up positive, and he later turned up positive. So that's one anecdote. But really, for the most part, people can't tell me where specifically they think they caught it unless it was a household contact.
Yeah. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Dr. Travis.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Dr. William Travis, an internal medicine physician at Graves Gilbert Clinic in Glasgow. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.